Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
The question is, what did Paul mean in saying, then I shall know just as I am known? Does this teach that we will have our same name given in heaven? Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 12. I want us to consider the immediate context. Chapter 12, 13, and chapter 14. In the immediate context, we see that Paul has been speaking with reference to spiritual gifts. We know that God worked through spiritual gifts by way of the Holy Spirit during the first century. It is a way in which God confirmed through individuals that they were children of God. It was also the way in which God worked to confirm His message. Jesus promised that this would be the case in Mark chapter 16, verses 17 and following. Well, here in the context of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1, throughout the entirety of chapter 12, he's speaking in reference to the diversity or different types, various types of spiritual gifts that were given. Also, though, we learn from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through verse 13, Paul urges these individuals to pursue biblical love. Why did Paul want these people to pursue love? Because of what's going on then at Corinth, as what Paul deals with from 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 1 and following. These individuals were abusing their spiritual gifts. They were wanting a pat on the back, if you would. They were exalting themselves by their gifts that they were given, and as a result of that gift that they were given, they were using it in the assembly and abusing it in the assembly to the point to where no one was being edified and God was not being glorified. And for that reason, Paul, he admonishes them, and then he encourages them that they need to rethink things, and then that they need to go back to what he has said over in chapter 13, that they need to pursue love. What's the broader context then, or the overall context of what's going on? Paul stated that spiritual gifts would end. That's what we draw from 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 8. Let me read. He says, "Love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away." Friends, he's speaking in reference to miraculous manifestations or miraculous works of the Holy Spirit. And he's identifying is that these spiritual gifts were going to be only temporary, and that these spiritual gifts were in part, and they had a meaning or a purpose for something that was yet to come. In this context as well, if you note verse 10, Paul revealed the timing of the change or the duration of the miraculous manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Note what he says in verse 10. He says, "But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away with." The terminology "in part" needs to be understood temporary. These things were a temporary measure. For what purpose? Remember, the Lord's church has just begun. And as the church has just started, God launches it by the work of the Holy Spirit through the apostles. These men proclaim the message there the day that the church began through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit had a very active role up until what Paul is speaking of in this context. Well, what is that which is perfect is come? If you speak to those in the Pentecostal faith, they're going to say that that speaks in reference to the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But friends, that does not fit the context. The context means that he is speaking in reference to the complete, inspired, revealed message of God. Paul says that we know in part, we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. Then the miraculous works of the Spirit will be no longer needed. Paul employed comparative teaching, if you note, verses 11 and verse 12. Let's read. "When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." He's not speaking in reference to the way in which he acted in life. Yes, by all means, he's using that, but he's using it to compare to this which is perfect that's going to come. He says that whenever he grew up, he no longer needed childish things. And therefore, as the perfect comes, there's no longer going to be a need for those things that were in part. Note also verse 12, which is our consideration for this question. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. Notice the language here. Paul's usage of know and known are from epigenosko. Gnosko is to know. Epi, according to what Thayer's Greek dictionary translates, means to become thoroughly acquainted with, to know thoroughly, to know accurately, to know well. He goes on to explain, we may know as we are known, since all members of the body have equal access to the full information offered in the New Testament. Personal recognition is not being considered here. So this has nothing at all to do with reference to will we carry our names into heaven. But rather, what it has reference to in this context is that Paul says, when the perfect comes, then I will know it as I am known in a very clear and definite manner.